I read a book called My Tales in the Downtown Hotel, and that's a great book. And it is a book about a boy when his parents just split up. And he writes a letter to his father, and he says, I'll be good, I'll do this and I'll do that to get his father back. I think I've done that before.
It seems that every few months we're treated to a newspaper or magazine article or even a television special on the American family. We hear how much it's changing, the increase in working mothers, in divorce and remarriage. We hear about the problems parents have when they decide to go separate ways, decisions about sharing the children, the pressures on mothers who have the children living with them and have to work, the complications when one parent remarries. And there's a lot of discussion of new roles and relationships as the very concept of marriage and family has been questioned by the feminist movement. But in the news media, we don't often hear from children. So recently I spoke with three children from divorced families. Tanya and Carrie are 10 years old. Chris is 8. I wanted to know how they felt about their parents' divorce and what it was like getting used to new men and women coming into their lives.
When I was about 2 years old, they broke up. Me and my sister and my mom were sitting on the table, and we saw my dad go out the door, and we were all crying. And he slammed the door. And my mom got really mad at him at first and threw a pot at him.
And I didn't like it when they got divorced. I really didn't. Because they kept arguing, and it wasn't fair.
What's not fair?
For them to break up and leave
because
me and my
sister. Because of you?
No.
You think it's not fair because of you, or it's not fair for them?
What? It's not fair for them, because they both need each other.
But then you said your dad got remarried.
Yeah.
So what did that feel like when he got married to another woman? Did you feel funny about that? Did you feel sad?
Yeah, I was wondering why. Like, I know he loved, you know, his stepwife, and it just, somehow I just didn't really... Somehow I just really didn't mix in with the other.
But did you feel funny about her at first? I mean, how did you feel about the two?
No.
No?
It was okay. You know, she was nice to talk to and pleasant. And she was young and pretty. And it was just, she was just like a real mom should be. And so is my mom.
Have you been living with your mother since then, or do you live with your dad?
On weekends, we go to see my dad, but now he's in California. Sometimes there would be arguments. Like when my mom would call him up to ask him if he would wash my clothes. He said he would, but he didn't, and he just threw my clothes in the thing, zipped it up. And when I got home, my mom got really mad at him.
You feel like you have to get angry at him, too?
I felt a little mad at him because he lied to my mother. And, you know, it wasn't very good.
I found out my dad was, you know, had seen another woman except my mother. I thought that just would change me and as a relationship, you know,
Were you jealous of her? I mean, did you think that she would interfere with your time?
I used to. I really used to. But I really love her now.
Do you remember the first day your father came into, your new father, stepfather came into the house?
Yes, I do.
What was that like?
It was like, who's he, you know, another man or, you know, it was like amazing because after she was going out with other men, she waited a long time and she was working, and in the work she met a guy and she asked him over for lunch and they came home, and it was just neat. Those days I thought she was really weird because she got this mean looking guy and I thought it wouldn't be good. But it's really good now.
Your mother is remarried?
No.
No.
She has a lot of male friends.
Yeah.
You know, who aren't their boyfriends, who are really good friends.
Right.
There's Philip, he's my godfather. And there's David. He's a friend. And they're all really nice. You can depend on them. You know, they won't let you down. But sometimes...
How do you depend on them? What do you mean when you say you can depend on them?
Like, a few nights ago, you know, I was sick and Philip was having a party. He came over to care for me, you know. And I was scared because I was in the house not alone. My sister was asleep, you know, and he came over and left his party. And for me, and like, you know, that really made me feel good. Because to know that someone cared besides my mom. You know, I was only real little, and I'd always say that when I saw a man, I'd say, how do you like my mother? Want to come home with us? That's what I did. They always used to go, well, isn't my mother pretty? Because I just wanted my mom to be happy with another man, you know? And I wanted this man to be just right. Uh-huh. And I wasn't too pleased at first that she was going out with other men. Okay, I'm not the boss of her life. You know, she's got her own life. But I thought she was going to get a man. I wanted it to be just right for her. I wanted her, you know, because I just didn't want this thing to happen again.
I was prejudiced at that time because I thought I won't like him because if my mom gets married to him, he'll boss me around and, you know, he looks mean and all that. They just went out, and then my mom went with another guy and another guy, then they got married.
Uh-huh. But then when you saw that there was, like, several different boyfriends, maybe, you know, that she was going with and she wasn't getting married again for a while, how did you feel about that, to see different men coming through the household?
I didn't really like the idea that they broke up. I wanted my real dad to stay with us. Because I liked him better than any other guy.
Would you basically like it if your father and mother had gotten back together again?
Yes, but I would miss my stepfather.
I want to talk to you, Tanya, about was your year you went to Cleveland, because your dad moved to Cleveland, and that meant that...
That was the hardest year I think I've ever had, because I've always lived with my mother, and I never lived with my father before. And I mean, I was living with another lady, not my real mother, and I loved her very much. You know, she was very nice, and another half-brother, you know, like a brother to me. I did cry a lot, but I did have a lot of good times. You know, I felt really good, but I just thought that I couldn't live with him now. I mean, I just thought I was too young, as I couldn't deal with it yet. Maybe I would go live with my father again, but for now, I really just want to stay with my mother. And also, that meant that I couldn't visit my mother as much because we live 500 miles away.
Did each of your mothers work after your parents
yes.
split up?
Yes,
they did.
Your
yeah.
mothers all worked before, too, though, right?
Also,
no,
another...
mine didn't.
Yours didn't. Okay, no. So, but did you all worry about money? Did you always know that
yeah.
money was a problem?
I knew. Yeah. I worried about it a lot. See, she got out of, you know, work like two or three times, and it was hard because we were in Tennessee and Mom was looking for a job in New York, and it was hard for her.
My dad, when they broke up, he sent her money, but now he's not getting jobs, and he can't send her any money because he doesn't have any.
What do you want in the way of a relationship or family, or do you want to get married when you grow up? Do you see yourself getting married, or would you rather not get married and leave yourself open to a number of relationships in your life, or do you have an idea about a family, and do you have a picture of it in your mind that you'd like? What do you want?
I want to be free, you know. I want to live with a man or have a boyfriend. And only one. I want to live with a man, don't get married, and have no children. Because I want to be a dancer when I grow up. And if I'm a dancer, I'm going to have to be going probably to certain places. Like, I might have to travel around the world and do different dances. And I'm not going to have that much time to support my child. And I don't want to put all my full attention to a child and really get serious about it. I want to be free, you know, don't go to marriage and just be having to worry about that. I want to live with a man, you know, a man who would understand.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have a family.
What does that mean, though?
Like, I'm going to have a wife and a family.
What do you think makes a relationship work between people? What do you think it takes to make it work, whether it's marriage or a girlfriend, boyfriend, or long friendship? What does it take to make it work?
I think it's two people cooperating who basically agree on the same things, you know,